Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectus Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectus Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks Show on a Sunday.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday, we can expect light cloud and gentle breeze, high to 19, lows of 12. Tuesday, we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, high to 19, lows of 12. Wednesday, we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, high to 19, lows of 13. Thursday, we can expect light rain and a fresh breeze, highs of 19, lows of 14. And Friday, we can expect light rain and a fresh breeze, highs of 17, lows of 13. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, the deadline for mandatory COVID vaccinations in care home staff is moving ever closer, adding to staffing pressures in social care on the Isle of Wight. Those working in care homes or any professional visiting a care home regulated by the Care Quality Commission need to be double jabbed unless medically exempt or in an emergency from November the 11th. However, the deadline for staff to have had at least their first COVID vaccination is next week. The impact on the island's frontline care home provision is anticipated to be in around 5% of the workforce, which is smaller than the number nationally, where between 7 and 10% of workers will be impacted. Meanwhile, Ride Inshore Rescue is looking for enthusiastic volunteers to join its team with a number of roles and responsibilities on offer. Boat crew, shore crew, helping out in the shop, boat launchers, fundraisers and headquarters staff are some of the opportunities on offer. Some of the volunteers have been with the organisation for more than 20 years, but others for not as long. However, Martin Osborne, Secretary of Ride Inshore Rescue, says they are all one family. He says the organisation has a good rapport with businesses to allow people to be on the pager, with some volunteers working at Vistas and Whitelink, for example. Find out more about the application process at rideinshorerescue.com/contact. Finally, a property in Newport has been raided as part of an ongoing investigation into drugs on the Isle of Wight. This week, police made 3 arrests, but not at the house they raised. Hampshire Constabulary says a man in his 20s from Newport was arrested on suspicion of being concerned in the supply of Class A drugs and possession of Class A drugs with intent to supply. A man in his 20s from Ryde and a woman in her 20s from Godshill have also been arrested on suspicion of being concerned in the supply of Class A drugs. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hi, I'm James from Vectus Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 11th of September 1977 was the release date of the Atari 2600, the first successful home games console. The console had over 100 games released, and was popular due to the majority of the time's video games being in arcades. Although modern games consoles have better graphics and gameplay, the 2600 was one of the first of its kind. However, more companies releasing games consoles and the rise of home computers led to Atari suffering greatly. The 13th of September 1916 was the birthday to Roald Dahl, one of the world's most famous children's authors. Before becoming an author, he took multiple different jobs, He worked for an oil company after leaving school, as a fighter pilot in the Second World War, and as a diplomat/spy after that. His first children's book was The Gremlins, and was about some small creatures that sabotaged planes. Dahl has written what are arguably some of the best children's books ever, such as Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, as well as James and the Giant Peach. The 15th of September 1993 was when song artist Meatloaf and song producer Jim Steinman released a song called I'd Do Anything for a Love, But I Won't Do That. The song was incredibly popular and became the number one song in 28 different countries. The song was the best-selling record of 1993 in the UK and ranked 40th in a list that ranked all the songs of the decade. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
During the 4P's radio course, I've learnt what it means to present, produce, promote and podcast. I have learnt to edit voice recordings and to just be yourself. And the 4P's has helped me improve my confidence. I would really recommend this to people. It's just a really great experience. If you'd like to try it, contact Ian Mack at ian.mack@vectisradio.fm.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is penumbra. P-E-N-U-M-B-R-A. It is a noun which refers to the partially shaded outside portion of an opaque object's shadow. However, it can also refer to a peripheral area or group. It can be used in the sentence, there have been a penumbra of events surrounding all this commotion. It originated from the mid-17th century from the Latin word pine, which means almost, followed by umbra, which means shadow. That's all. Join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure holidays of the week. Number 1. World Peace Day on Monday the 20th of September emphasises the fact that peace entails far more than the absence of conflict. Ordinary conflicts emerge from disagreements with family, co-workers and neighbours, disrupting our sense of serenity. Making peace with one person today, even if it's just with yourself, is an appropriate way to commemorate the occasion. A sponsored walk can help raise funds for peace organisations. Peace must be built, not only merely celebrated. Make every day a day of peace by striving for peace in your community. Number 2. Get Ready Day on Tuesday the 21st of September encourages families and communities to think about what they will need to do in the event of natural disasters, infectious diseases and other emergency situations. Organising an event is a good approach to draw attention to the need of being prepared for any emergency. Individuals can achieve this by discussing plans with friends and family. Schools, colleges and community centres can hold seminars to disseminate literature and to provide advice on how to best prepare for unexpected hazards and calamities. Number 3. Ice Cream Cone Day on Wednesday the 22nd of September aims to draw attention to an essential but often neglected invention that allows people to enjoy scoops of great ice cream with a convenient and edible wafer cone while out and about. Now that they are available throughout the world, there is no need for a paper cup or plastic spoon when eating ice cream, resulting in less waste and making it a valuable contributor to helping the environment and reducing waste. This is a delectable way to contribute to the environmental cause. And finally, number 4. Punctuation Day on Friday the 24th of September was created to assist in reinforcing these teachings from primary school, as well as to demonstrate how crucial they may be in assuring that what you write is what you mean. However, this does not imply that the world of punctuation is all calm and orderly. It may seem unusual to suggest that punctuation saves lives, but when you consider the impact that even the simplest comma may have on the meaning of a phrase, it becomes clear that there are some compelling reasons to learn how to use them correctly. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Beth Grant is a TV actress born in 1949, who's 72. Andy Chapman, who's a soccer player, born in 1959, who's 62. And Ben Carson, who's a doctor, born in 1951, who's 70 years old. That's it for your famous birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, those looking to rent homes on the Isle of Wight are facing a tough challenge as the island's rental market has shrunk by 82% according to property site Rightmove, with many islanders who are not in a position to buy property searching for homes, the shortage has never been more felt. A new study by Rightmove has revealed the added effect that the so-called staycation boom is having on the rental market across the country. Amongst the locations seeing the biggest decline in available lettings, seaside and coastal towns such as the island are seeing their situation become the most acute. Compared to 2 years ago, in 2019, there are now 82% less houses available to rent. Add to this the 376% increase in tenant competition for those properties that are available, and it soon becomes clear as to why so many are struggling to find somewhere to call home. Meanwhile, parents are being urged to take up the offer of having their children vaccinated against flu to reduce the spread of the virus this autumn and winter. Southern Health NHS Foundation Trust will be delivering the school vaccination programme across a proportion of Hampshire, whilst Solent NHS Trust's school-aged immunisation team will visit all schools across Portsmouth, Southampton and on the Isle of Wight to vaccinate Year R to Year 11 pupils. Flu is a highly infectious disease that is spread from person to person and infects the respiratory system, where it can lead to pneumonia and other complications. Symptoms include fever, chills, headaches, aches and pains in the joints and muscles, and extreme tiredness. By vaccinating children and young people, not only does it protect them, but it also helps to slow the spread of the virus within the community, which is even more important with COVID-19 still present. Dr. Nicola Decker, clinical leader at the Hampshire, Southampton and Isle of Wight CCG said, "I want to encourage you to get your children vaccinated because the flu is a very common childhood illness and can be really unpleasant for them." Finally, if a new floating bridge is to replace the troubled FB6, then it could be in the water within 3 years of commissioning. This is the estimate of Councillor Phil Jordan, for Isle of Wight Council's Cabinet Member for Infrastructure and Transport, running contrary to officers' estimate of 4 to 6 years. But Councillor Jordan emphasised no decision has been made yet on the future of a troubled ferry, which is currently out of service after its later motor drive problems. He also confirmed legal mediation had not yet started with the builders and designers of the vessel. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course. Building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.